ready? Here we go.
The Hit Breakfast Show.
All right.
Australia, meet your new McCafe blend. Smooth, rich with a hint of sweet berry. It's coffee fit for an Aussie.
To studio, our favourite cowboy and Origin superstar, Kyle Felt. Welcome.
Hey, Felty.
G'day, g'day.
New intro now.
Yeah, apparently.
Origin superstar. That's the first time that one's creeped in. We spoke to you a couple of hours after Origin last week. It's now been better part of a week. How did you pull up a week on from your very first State of Origin?
Yeah, a week on, I'm good. But a couple of days after, I was in a bit of pain with I copped a knee to the back. So that's why I didn't play last week. But yeah, this week I'm ready to go. Training this week, which is good. So Todd gave me a couple of days off over the weekend and gave me Monday off as well. So I was pretty happy about that.
Looking back at the game and kind of thinking about the performance of the team, have you got any insights into that on what might change for game number two?
No, I wouldn't have a clue. I think just from the get-go, we got out-muscled. That's what Greeny said from the start, and I think the whole team felt that as well. So it's got to be up already. You can't go in there cold and not ready for a battle. So I think, and especially playing against New South Wales, as a Queenslander I am, I don't really like that colour blue, and people don't wear it on them Wednesday nights.
It's like a red flag to a bull.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, they got the jump on us, and they went through with their game plan a lot better than we did.
You'd be a very unwise person to write off the Queensland Maroons with the next home game at
Suncorp
Stadium. You'd just be a very unwise person to write off the Maroons ever, Paul Gallen. So just don't do it.
Unless
don't
the second game runs around.
The series is very, very young. So yeah. We have to mention this as well. We brought it up with you quickly the other day, but our petty origin, for those who aren't aware, we've got this battle going with the New South Wales Breakfast Show. The first show to 5,000 Instagram followers wins Petty Origin. You already follow us on Instagram, so you're fully behind this.
Yeah, fully support the Cliff on Gabby show. It's
easy. Good stuff. Aww. Well, so much so that we've actually put together a bit of a political style advert we were hoping you would read just to get more people to follow our Instagram so we can win Petty Origin. So are you happy to put your best voiceover on for this and voice this ad, hoping we can drum up more support?
Yeah, I'd give it a go. I don't know if I'm that political to do that sort of stuff, but I'll give it a whirl.
Hey, you're a Queenslander. That's all we
That's
need.
That's all you need,
That's
mate.
All
you
need
qualify
for
this. All right, take it away. Kyle Felt, his advert for our Petty Origin campaign.
Hi, I'm Kyle Felt. You might remember me from such football games as last week's State of Origin or any Cowboys game ever. Well, I'm here today to back Cliffo and Gabby for Petty Origin. Give Cliffo and Gabby a follow on Instagram. First of 5,000 followers wins the series. Let's show those dirty cockroaches that Queensland really is the greatest state. Follow Cliffo and Gabby today. It would be un-Queensland not to. Spoken by Kyle Felt from Cliffo and Gabby, Petty Origin, Party of Australia.
Yeah!
Brilliant!
Great.
Oh, Brilliant. That was so good.
So, you'll just invoice us for that?
Yeah, I don't charge much, trust me.
It's cheap. It's going cheap. All right, we'll see the Cowboys. They take on the Sharkies Friday night. Kyle Felt, good on you, mate.
Thank you so much.
That was Cliffo and Gabby's podcast. Australia, meet your new McCafe blend. Smooth, rich with a hint of sweet berry. It's coffee fit for an Aussie.